AP News. I'm Tim McGuire, the top U.S. diplomat to Ukraine. William Taylor and Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent testified for hours today before the House Intelligence Committee, which is involved in the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Committee Chairman Democrat Adam Schiff says Congress has to take action.
If the president can simply refuse all oversight, particularly in the context of an impeachment proceeding, the balance of power between our two branches of government will be irrevocably altered.
But Devin Nunes, the ranking Republican on the committee, sees things in a different light.
Anyone familiar with the Democrats' scorched earth war against President Trump would not be surprised to see all the typical signs that this is a carefully orchestrated media smear campaign.
Across the country, people were watching. LSU student Delaney McDonald.
Whether or not an impeachment comes from this is not necessarily important. I think, though, the inquiry matters to the public, and it matters for us to get knowledge and to be able to question these issues so that we know what's going on as the public. We have the right to know.
President Trump spent much of the day meeting with Turkey's president.
While impeachment hearings were underway on Capitol Hill, President Trump hosted Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his wife at the White House.
I'm a big fan of the president.
And he seemed determined not to let the hearings or the recent incursion into northern Syria get in the way of good relations with the NATO ally.
We're having a very strong discussion on different things, including the safe zone and the border, the oil, and again, trade is a very big factor.
A handful of GOP senators invited to the Oval Office expressed their concerns about the fate of Kurdish allies and Turkey's warming relations with Russia, including the purchase of a Russian air defense system. Among them was Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
We very much hope Turkey changes the path it's on and does not employ the S-400.
Trump says he thinks their differences can be resolved. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is AP News. The Trump administration is expected to push the annual budget deficit past $1 trillion. AP's Mike Gracia with details.
After piling up the largest deficit in 7 years for the 2019 fiscal budget year, the federal government opened the new budget year with another huge shortfall. The Treasury Department says the deficit in October of $134.5 billion was 33.8% larger than a year ago. For the 2020 fiscal year, the Congressional Budget Office is forecasting the deficit will hit $1 trillion. And the CBO says annual federal deficits will remain above $1 trillion for the next decade. Mike Gracia, Washington.
New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection has plans to trap scores of turkeys that have descended on a retirement community in Toms River and relocate them. Residents say the large flocks have invaded, pecking at cars, at some people who venture too close. One woman says the birds wrecked a small blow-up pool in her backyard in one day. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.